I am Dr. Kay Fontana, Life Force Coach and Grief Recovery Specialist, and I am deeply familiar with the pain of loss, having experienced many throughout my life. At just 9 years old, I lost my brother to cancer and witnessed my parents' immense grief, which was unbearable. Years later, my mother lost her battle with Alzheimer's, and then my father was diagnosed with cancer and passed away a week after his diagnosis. Most recently, in January 2023, I experienced the devastating loss of my husband and soulmate of 40 years due to multiple health issues. In between were countless other losses, including family members, friends, coworkers, beloved pets, and even finances. However, I turned my pain into my purpose and passion to share strategies to help you get through your darkest days and navigate the complexities of grief. This is the Healing Our Grieving Hearts podcast. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode on Words That Hurt, Words That Heal. Experiencing the loss of a loved one or any other significant loss are profound and distressing journeys that many of us will encounter at some point in our lives. During such trying times, offering support to someone who is grieving is crucial, but knowing what not to say is equally important. Today's podcast is an insightful exploration of things to avoid saying to someone who is grieving, accompanied by some explanations and alternative approaches to offering genuine comfort and support. First, the statement, "I know how you feel," is often spoken with the best intentions, aiming to show empathy and understanding to someone who is grieving. However, despite the well-meaning nature of this statement, it can sometimes backfire by unintentionally belittling the individual's profound pain and the complexity of their emotions. Every person's experience of grief is deeply personal and shaped by various factors, including their relationship with the deceased, the circumstances of the loss, and their own coping mechanisms. By assuming you know exactly how they feel, there is a risk of oversimplifying or overshadowing their emotions, making them feel unheard or invalidated. After my husband died last year, I received many well-meaning responses that included, "I know exactly how you feel," followed by, "when my dad died," or "when my grandma died," and so on. I'm thinking in my head, "I don't care. My husband just died." So think for a moment when you experienced a significant loss and someone responded with, "I know exactly how you feel." What emotions were triggered by that statement? Honestly, you can take 50 people the same age suffering from the same loss, and you will find 50 different ways of grieving and 50 different sets of emotions. No one can ever understand or know how someone else feels, regardless of the situation. A more effective and supportive approach involves acknowledging the uniqueness of their grief and creating a space for them to express their feelings openly. Instead of assuming you fully comprehend their emotions, convey your willingness to listen attentively and provide a compassionate presence. Validating their feelings without interjecting your own experiences allows them to feel truly seen and understood in their pain. By focusing on their narrative and emotions rather than redirecting the conversation to your own encounters with grief, you demonstrate a genuine commitment to supporting and comforting them through their grieving process. And remember, it's not about you. The next statement is, "It's time to move on." This can inadvertently cause more harm than good. As I've mentioned before and will continue to state, grief is a deeply personal and individual experience, and each individual navigates it in their own way and time, influenced by various factors such as the nature of the loss and how they approach the grieving process. By suggesting that it is time to move on, there is a risk of making the grieving person feel guilty for still being in the process of grieving or rushing their healing journey. Grief does not adhere to a strict timeline or schedule. It is a complex and nonlinear process that unfolds differently for every single person. Encouraging someone to move on may invalidate their feelings and prevent them from fully processing their emotions. It's essential to recognize that healing from loss does take time and cannot be rushed or dictated by external expectations. Rather than imposing expectations or timelines on the grieving individual, it is far more beneficial to offer unwavering support and understanding. Show empathy and compassion by being present for them, listening to their thoughts and feelings, and providing a safe space for them to express their emotions freely. Offer reassurance that there is no right or wrong way to grieve and that it is okay to take the time they need to heal. I have a very diverse circle of friends and family who have experienced the loss of their spouses and navigated through the emotional turmoil of grief. It's evident from our experiences that each of us has processed our grief in distinct ways and across varying durations. The grieving journey is a path that is as diverse as our own lives and is influenced by a multitude of factors. Therefore, it would be unjust to enforce a fixed timeline for grieving upon another individual. Instead, it's essential to honor and respect each person's grieving process, allowing them the freedom and space to mourn in their own way and in their own pace. Next is the expression, "Everything happens for a reason," is often used with good intentions to offer comfort and make sense of difficult situations, whether they are grieving a person or another significant loss. However, when said to someone who is grieving, this well-meaning phrase can inadvertently feel dismissive and even invalidating, particularly when the individual is dealing with a profound loss. Attributing a person's pain or loss to a higher purpose can imply a sense of predetermined fate or destiny, which may not align with the grieving person's beliefs or emotions at that moment. It can create a sense of dismissal of the very real and raw grief, making them feel unheard or misunderstood in their suffering. During times of bereavement, when many individuals are seeking acknowledgement, empathy, and non-judgmental space to express their feelings without pressure to find meaning or silver linings in their loss, hearing "everything happens for a reason" may unintentionally shift the focus away from their emotions and towards finding a rationale for their pain, which can hinder their grieving process and emotional healing. Next, the phrase, "you should be grateful for what you still have," is often well-intentioned, aiming to remind individuals of the positives in their life amidst grief and loss. However, this statement can unintentionally place a burden on the grieving person, potentially inducing feelings of guilt for struggling with their emotions or not feeling grateful enough. Everyone copes with loss differently, and it's crucial to recognize and respect the individual's unique grieving process without imposing expectations or judgments. Are you hearing a common theme here? While gratitude can be a powerful tool for coping with adversity, including grief, it's essential to approach the topic sensitively and thoughtfully. Encouraging someone to focus on what they still have, particularly after they have just lost someone very close to them, can sometimes overshadow their need to process their grief and loss and sadness. It's crucial to allow individuals the space and time to grieve fully without feeling pressured to maintain a positive outlook or gratitude at all times. When expressing condolences to someone who is grieving, the phrase, "they are in a better place now," is often used with the intention of providing comfort by suggesting that the departed individual is in a peaceful or improved state. While this sentiment is well-meaning, it's essential to recognize that this statement may not always offer comfort to the bereaved person. Every individual's beliefs, coping mechanisms, and emotional responses to loss are unique, and assumptions about the deceased being in a better place can sometimes feel dismissive or inadequate in the face of profound grief. While some may find comfort in the idea that their loved one is at peace, others may struggle with accepting such assertions, feeling that it oversimplifies the depth of their loss or fails to address their emotional turmoil adequately. Instead of assuming the state of the deceased or making claims about their better place, a more supportive and empathetic approach involves acknowledging the bereaved individual's pain and offering condolences in a way that resonates with their emotions. Providing a listening ear, showing empathy, and expressing genuine compassion can create a space where the grieving person feels heard, understood, and supported during their grieving process. There is a group of comments I'm going to lump together because they have the same weight and impact on those who are grieving. In response to a loss, whether it be a spouse, child, pet, job, business failure, or divorce, if you offer any kind of statements that begin with "at least" or any variation of that, please stop yourself immediately. I have often heard and read of grieving individuals receiving well-intended comments such as, "at least you're young enough to have more children," or "at least you still have time to find someone else," or "at least you can go out and get another dog," or "at least you're still able to start a new business." Trust me when I tell you that these comments do nothing to help someone who has sustained a profound loss. Supporting someone who is grieving requires empathy, compassion, and a thoughtful approach to their emotional well-being. There are statements that hold significant weight and can profoundly impact the grieving individual's healing journey. So let me dive into why these phrases are more powerful and offer genuine comfort to those navigating the complexities of loss. The first one is simply, "I'm here for you." This simple yet profound declaration conveys unwavering support and a reliable presence to the grieving individual, knowing that someone is there to offer a compassionate ear or a comforting presence can be incredibly reassuring during times of profound loss. The assurance of having a dependable source of support can provide immense comfort and alleviate feelings of isolation. The statement, "I can't imagine what you're going through, but I am here to support you in any way that you need." Acknowledging the depth of their pain without attempting to diminish it is crucial. By acknowledging the severity of their emotions and expressing a willingness to support them in any capacity they require, you demonstrate empathetic understanding and offer a non-judgmental space for them to navigate their grief. Another helpful statement is, "Take all the time you need to heal. Your feelings are valid, and I'm here to support you through this difficult time." Assuring the grieving individual that their emotions are valid and normal, while emphasizing that there is no timeline for their healing process, can provide a sense of validation and comfort. This statement validates their feelings and reassures them that they can take the time they need to process their emotions. Asking the question, "Would you like to talk about the person you have lost? I'm here to listen," can be a source of comfort to a grieving person. Encouraging the bereaved individual to share memories and stories about their loved one offers a therapeutic and cathartic experience. This approach allows them to keep the memory of their loved one alive, process their grief in a healthy manner, and find comfort in sharing their memories with someone who listens attentively and compassionately. In my current role as a volunteer for the local crisis response team, I frequently encounter situations where I must assist individuals who have experienced the loss of a loved one in their home. While on duty, I engage in conversations with the bereaved family members as we await the arrival of the funeral home or the medical examiner, and at times the wait can be lengthy. One approach I often take is to inquire whether the family members would like to reminisce and share stories about their departed loved one. Typically, they respond openly and proceed to tell beautiful stories and memories from the life of their loved one. Witnessing these heartfelt stories as they unfold, I observe the warmth and affection that emanates from their storytelling, allowing them to find comfort in reliving cherished moments and celebrating the legacy of them. Frequently, they find humorous stories that uplift them and bring joy to the situation. This process not only provides them with an opportunity to feel heard and understood, but also offers a platform to honor and preserve the bonds and memories they hold. Another comforting statement is, "I'm thinking of you and sending you love and support during this challenging time." Sending messages of care and love serves as a gentle reminder to the grieving individual that they are not alone in their pain. Knowing that others are holding them in their thoughts provides comfort and a sense of connection and reassurance during their time of need. Now, I will often use this statement or a variation of it on social media when I learn that someone I know has experienced a loss. It lets them know that I am holding them in my thoughts and prayers while I can't be physically with them at that moment. In addition to letting them know that you are supporting them, saying, "I am so sorry for your loss," is an opening to that door of supportive conversation. Acknowledging the profound sadness of their loss without attempting to offer unnecessary explanations conveys genuine care and compassion. This simple expression of sympathy and condolences communicates heartfelt empathy and compassion, acknowledging the depth of their grief while offering unwavering support. In moments of profound loss and grief, there are instances where words can feel inadequate, and silence may seem more comforting than any attempt at verbal comfort. It is during these emotional charged times that language falls short, incapable of capturing the depth of sorrow and pain that accompanies the loss of a loved one. In the face of such heart-wrenching circumstances, the absence of words can sometimes convey empathy and compassion more powerfully than any well-intentioned phrases. In these moments of sheer emotional vulnerability, the mere act of being present, offering a listening ear and providing a supportive presence can speak volumes, offering a sense of understanding to those grieving. Saying something like, "I am at a loss for words to say how deeply sorry I am for your loss," may be all the words that they need. The last statement I have is, "Please don't feel like you have to go through this alone. I am here for you, whether you need to talk, cry, or simply have company." Providing reassurance that they have a support system and emphasizing that you are there for them, whether they need to talk, cry, or simply have someone by their side, can offer a profound sense of security and comfort during an emotionally challenging time. This statement offers a sense of reassurance, comfort, and understanding to the grieving individual, reminding them that they have a support ally to lean on through their grieving process. In conclusion, when supporting someone who is grieving, it's essential to listen attentively, respond with compassion, and offer your presence and kindness unconditionally. Grief is deeply personal, and your willingness to validate their feelings, offer comfort, and be a pillar of support can make a significant impact on their healing journey. By showing empathy and understanding, you can help ease the burden of grief and provide comfort to those who need it the most. For more information about my work or to drop me a line, go to my website at www.healingourgrievinghearts.com, where you can schedule a complimentary grief breakthrough session. You can also follow me on Facebook at Healing Our Grieving Hearts. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Healing Our Grieving Hearts podcast. Remember, you are not alone in your grief, and your experiences and emotions are valid. Join me next Saturday at 10 a.m. Arizona time as we continue to explore this human experience and when we lose our pets, our companions. Until then, be kind to yourself.